We thank you. Lift your hands to him. Lift your two hands and worship him. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. We cry holy, Kadosh, holy. We cry Kadosh, we cry holy. We cry Kodesh, we cry holy. Lift your right hand to him and say, thank you for giving me a gift of 2021. Full package gift. Thank you. A gift of 2021. Full package. Fully packaged for my welfare. Fully packaged for my elevation. Thank you for the gift of 2021. Fully packaged for me. Fully packaged for my elevation, for my promotion, for good health for me. Fully packaged. Fully packaged. Fully packaged. Fully packaged. Fully packaged. Fully packaged. Fully packaged gift of 2021. I exhort you. I bless your name. I will glorify your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, can we make some decrees? There are some things we petition God for. There are some things, because of who we are in Christ, we just declare them. He said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Therefore, go. I give you authority to trample upon snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. It's not everything you run to your father for. If he has given you authority, you exercise it. Are you not a prince? You are a prince of a king. Do you understand? Because this beggarly mentality in Christianity in your life must stop this year. I beg, I plead. Everything. He has given you brain to think, to do something. You still want to go and beg for it. Can you pray? Say this year, by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, no tragedy, no calamity, no accident in my family, in the name of Jesus. No tragedy, no calamity, no accident in the name of Jesus. No disaster, no tragedy, no calamity, no disaster, no tragedy, no calamity. Can I even say no regret, no losses, no retrogression, no retrogression, no regret, no losses, no retrogression, no regret, no losses, no retrogression. In the name of Jesus, this year, I will not be stopped. I cannot be stopped. I will not be stagnant. In the name of Jesus, I cannot be stopped. I will not be stagnant. I cannot be stopped. I will not be stuck. I will not be stagnant. In the name of Jesus, I make progress. I move forward by the power of the Most High God. I cannot be stopped. No retrogression. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we pray this month, this year, I saw with wings like that of an eagle. I mount up with wings like that of an eagle. I arise and I shine in the name of Jesus. I mount up with wings like that of an eagle. I mount up with wings like that of an eagle. I mount up with wings like that of an eagle. I mount up with wings like that of an eagle. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. There's a difference between other birds and chicken. And there's a difference between an eagle and other birds. A chicken cannot fly. He's always there, just at the lower level, mediocre. Has wings, but cannot flap it. We have other birds that flap with their energy. We have the eagle that waits for the wind and looks at the direction of wind, and then without flapping, it glides on it. You have an option to do by your power, or to look at the wings of what God is doing, and then follow suit, and have an enjoying ride. Whether, or you watch, and you glide, which one will you prefer? But people that glide and saw, it looks as if you have to wait. You have to watch. You don't move with what everybody is doing. Everybody is running up at that kata kata. You are waiting to hear God to give you instruction before you move. People that wait for instruction, they saw, they don't flap. It's easy for them because they move according to the direction of the wings of the Lord. They sail according to that. Make a choice to wait on the Lord and hear him. And that's the only way you will soar like an eagle this year. Can we take two more declarations? Say, this year I arise and I shine. I will be sought after. I will be sought after. Whatever I do will be sought after. I made the declaration. I decree this in the presence of the Lord. I arise. I shine. I will be sought after. My skills will be sought after. The skill of my children, wherever they are, will be sought after. In the name of Jesus, men will arise and they shall favor me. Wherever I am, men will arise and they shall favor me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. We glorify your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat, bow down your heads. I give you a minute or two to commit this year into the hands of the Lord again. Bow down your heads. Your own words. Talk to Him. Let's do that quickly. Just talk to Him. Go straight to the point. Just go straight to the point. Talk to Him. Go straight to the point. Thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Can you just thank Him? Because He will do exceedingly abundantly, far above. Tell Him this year, I will thank you more, thank you more. Lee, I will live a grateful life. I receive a grace to live a grateful life. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The way you live your Christian life, is He attractive to others? Has anybody walked over to you once before and said, before, because of the way you live, what is it about you? I want to be like you. The way we have lived the Christian life, now, it's no longer attractive. It is very, very boring. Non-interesting. Non-attractive. In fact, many people don't wish to be like us. Who wants to be like a man frowning everywhere he's going, unhappy, always complaining, murmuring everywhere? Who wants to live his life after a man who lives his life as if it is not worth it? Listen to me, brethren. Our God is supernatural. The Bible is a supernatural book. We can't say we live our life by the standard of the Bible and that we worship a God that is supernatural and our life will be ordinary or non-interesting, complacent, boring like it is. Where are the people that the Bible says the ones that have turned the world upside down are here? Where are they? If you cut out the supernatural experiences from the Bible will become a history book. No wonder T.L. Osborne said, Christianity without power, without the supernatural, is a philosophy. Christianity is not a religion, it's a faith, it's a way of life, and it's a supernatural way of life. If your life is not supernatural, you are not getting all the benefit of redemption. We have been taught the escapist theology in the church. You know the escapist theology. Give your life to Christ, escape from the world, and go. If it is by escape from the world, once you give your life to Christ, you die, you just go to heaven. Give your life to Christ is not necessarily because you want to go to heaven. Heaven is the end point.
But there are many things he left you here on earth to do. And one of it is to live the supernatural life as an example for everybody to see that this life is interesting. But because of our not knowing him and disobedience to this kind of life, people are no longer attracted to the faith. Even we ourselves do not believe in it. Philip went to preach to the Ethiopian eunuch. And after preaching, what did the Bible say? He found himself in Azotus. Do you believe that? Jesus was walking on water. Peter saw him and said, "Bid me come to you." And he came. He said, "I walk on the water." And he walked on water with Jesus. Do you believe that? Tax collectors came to Jesus. They wanted to embarrass him. He said, "Go and pick a fish. The first one you catch, you will find money there." He went, caught, found money there. The money was there. He paid the tax. Do you believe that? Many of us read the Bible, we don't believe it. We have just accepted it. We have not believed it. This year, my agenda as your pastor is to move you from this mundane, ordinary, boring, uninterested, complacent life into the exciting supernatural experiences we read in the Bible. That all these things will be real in our lives. And I will need you to cooperate with me so that we can enjoy ourselves in God together. If you agree with me, can you say amen? Number one thing I need you to understand is that we were created for the supernatural. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. We were created for the supernatural. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." Can we pause there? What is an image? An image is a reflection of a person in a mirror or something like that. Is that it? So if we were created in the image of God, if you wake up in the morning and you check the mirror, what do you see? You see your image. Okay, so if we are created in the image of God, that means if God checks himself and looks himself in the mirror, who should he see? He should see us. Please, let's take these things one after the other, little by little, simplistic. Let's accept this as little children. So we are created in the image of God. So whatever is found in God must be found in us. When people want to see God, when they look at us, they should be able to see a reflection of God in us. We are created in an image of God, and we are created according to his likeness. So if they say your son looks like you, this man is like a father, what do they mean? He behaves like him, he reflects his image, he acts like him, he walks like him, he speaks like him. What you find in the father, you can find in him. So we are created in the image of God and in the likeness of God. So we were created for the supernatural. And the first thing he gave us is dominion in his image, in his likeness, and we were given dominion at the initial. So we're created for the supernatural. And at that time, in the beginning, God walks in the garden. They could see God. They can hear him. They could feel him. They could communicate with him. So in Genesis chapter 3, I think from verse 8 or so, God came to the garden after they have seen, like he always does. And they felt him. They knew he was there. They were talking to God. They were seeing God. They were hearing God. They were feeling God. They were enjoying the supernatural life. They were in his likeness. They were in his nature. Please, get this in your spirit. Ab initio, man was created to live the supernatural life. Number 2 and 3 is that the devil hates supernatural life in human beings. So he brought sin. And sin ruined everything from us. The Bible says, if you eat of this fruit, you shall die. When I was young, I used to think, and I didn't have the confidence to ask anybody. But they say they will die. But these people are still living now. Why didn't they die? The God said they would die now. But they died. Their spirit died.
It is our spirit that communicates with God, a spirit. And that spirit died. And that spirit dying means a separation between God and God and God and man. So when man committed sin, the nature of man was corrupted. Man moved from supernatural being into a natural being because of sin. And man no longer has the kind of access that he had to God because of sin. Because man's spirit died, the body and the soul took preeminence over the spirit. And that is the battle we are still fighting to today, even after giving our life to Christ. But when we give our life to Christ, our spirit comes alive. But our body is still alive. Our soul is still alive. The body and the soul is attracted to the things of the world. The spirit is attracted to the things of God. So there is a battle always. If your spirit is not stronger, you can't live this natural life. So sin make our spirit died. And the soul and the body and the physical took preeminence. The devil started ruling our life. Let's share 1 Corinthians 2:14. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Quickly, sir. 2:14. But the natural man. So when we sin, man moved from supernatural to being natural. The body, the soul took over the spirit. The spirit became weak and dead and out. Then no one can communicate to God again. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. He does not receive the supernatural. For they are foolishness to him. Is it not foolishness to believe that donkey spoke? Is it not foolishness to see that man walked on water? Is it not foolishness to think that a virgin gave birth? Is it not foolishness to think that the sea parted? Is it not foolishness to think that manna fell from heaven for 40 years? Some read the Bible and they laugh at us every day. That is an insane person that will believe this. That a natural man does not understand the things of God, of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him. Nor can they know them. Because they are spiritually discerned. And because a natural man's spirit is dead, he cannot discern it. He cannot have a supernatural life. And you know, the devil started railing and ruling because of that. But let's put him aside. We'll really deal with him later. But let's get back on course. So in the course, remember you were created for the supernatural. The devil hates man living the supernatural. He introduced sin and sin corrupted everything. And then God now started saying, okay, I will give you a taste of the supernatural. So in every generation, after the fall, he picks a man. Enoch walked with him. He picked Noah. He picked one man and shows what the supernatural is like in the life of a person. Pick Abraham. Make sure he didn't have a child on 100. And then at 100, gave him a child to show the supernatural life in the life of a person. Moved to Isaac. In the time of famine, he said, sold in the land. And everything went boom everywhere to show what God can do in the life. He started picking the patriarchs. He went to the judges and was doing mighty things. He picked Samson. Did mighty things through all of them. Then he moved and started picking the priests. Priests and sacrifice. Using them to talk to God, to show man a model that God can do this supernatural. He was not doing it in the life of everybody. He was choosing one person and using that one person to show the supernatural in the life of everybody. He did that. Brought the prophet. You can remember Elisha. Their supernatural experiences. Parting the rivers. Moving on top. Raising the dead. Doing many things. Giving an example of what the supernatural is in the life of a man. But ab initio, the plan of God is that man was created to live like God in his image, in his likeness, to live the supernatural life. And then to make this agenda come to pass again, he sent Jesus into the world to live the supernatural life. Jesus modeled the supernatural life, lived and died, resurrected, and gave us the power to live supernatural. Listen to me again. Jesus lived and modeled the supernatural life. A life possible for us to live when we are in God. He modeled it totally. And died on the cross. And gave us power to live this supernatural life. John 19:30. John 19:30. And when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Matthew 27:51. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn into two, from the top to the bottom, and the earth quaked. Please, there's something wrong with this screen. And the earth quaked, and the rock split into two. So at the cross of Calvary, Jesus died and said, "It is finished." When he said it finished at the top of his voice, the veil of the temple tore into two. Remember, I told you, God, in showing what the supernatural can be in the life of a person, raised priests. He had a priest. And among the priests, there is a high priest, like the chief priest. And in the temple were divided into three parts. The outer court, the holy place, and then the Holy of Holies. Between the holy place and the Holy of Holies was a big curtain separating the holy place from the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies is where the tabernacle is. Ark of the Covenant is. With the mercy seat. That's where God appears to talk to them. But nobody enters the Holy of Holies except once in a year. And it is entered by the chief priest. When the chief priest is entering, they will put a rope around him. So that if he enters, you know nobody enters apart from him. If he enters and does something wrong, and God in anger strikes him dead, who will go there to bring him out? Nobody can enter. But if you enter, so they tie a rope to him. So whenever he is there offering sacrifice, they will be pulling the rope around his waist. If they pull it and he sees it, he shows that they want you to know, "Are you still there?" He will pull it and tell them, "I am there." Nobody. But when Jesus died, remember, it's only the priest that have access to the Holy of Holies to meet God and once in a year. When Jesus cried, "It is finished," the curtains tore into two. And what people have not seen for hundreds and thousands of years became visible to everybody. What he's saying is this: the supernatural example are made king of individuals for all of you. All of you have an access to it now. So the cross is like a ladder that connects heaven to earth. The cross is the symbol of Jesus connecting everything that heaven has to offer for us on earth. So Jesus, by the cross, connected us back to the supernatural. He recovered the supernatural for us. At the cross, he gave us the victory. So everyone that is a Christian and is no longer living the supernatural life, he's deceiving himself, he's embarrassing himself, he's cutting himself short, he's cheating himself of the great and mighty things that God has in store for him. Brethren, this year, desire to have all that God has for you. Desire all that God has in store for your life. And God has in store for our life the supernatural. Brethren, God expects us to live a supernatural life. That is why Jesus modeled it everywhere. He went, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and power, who went around doing good and healing all of people, delivering everybody oppressed of the devil, living the supernatural life in the Holy Spirit. And God expects us to live that kind of life also. He expects us to live that kind of life also. John 14:12. John 14:12. Can we all read together? Let's go. Most. Hello. One, two, go. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater work than this, he will do, because.
Did you read this with me?
Is this word true? Hello? Is it true? Okay. Another one I would not want you to answer. Let's keep it within us. Is this word true in your life? When our life falls below this expectation, we are living an embarrassing life to the cross of Christ. God wants us to live a supernatural life. That's why when you gave your life to Christ, he did not take you away. He left you to do greater works, to bring heaven on earth, to prevail over darkness, to show people what redemption is. He wants you to show people on earth how heaven looks like. He wants your life to be attractive to people. So when we live ordinary lives, we are bringing shame to the cross of Jesus. And today, we have to say enough is enough and start living after the pattern of what God wants for our lives. How do we assess the supernatural life? How do we live the supernatural life? Mark chapter 16. Let's read from verse 17. Mark 16. Go back to verse 15. Mark 16, 15. To the end. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow those who believe. Remember, John 14:12. He that believes in me will do greater works. Yea, again, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then, after this, after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere. And after they preached, what happened? And the Lord walking with them, confirming the word through accompanying signs. Why is it that we preach, and after preaching, the Lord does not accompany it with signs? The Lord has grown weak. The Lord has failed in his promises. It is us. We no longer expect anything. We are already enjoying the natural life. And the natural being does not understand the things of God. And God is saying, according to Revelation 4:1, let's look at it quickly. He said, come up hither. Come up hither. Come up. Come up. Come up. After these things, I look up, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. Come up here. Come up here, come up here, come up here. And I will show you the things which you must take place after this. He's asking us to come up to him so that we can live his spiritual life. He will show you tomorrow. He will show you what will come. He will show you the life of people. He will show you the prayer to pray for people. He's inviting us to a supernatural life. And the supernatural life can only be assessed according to John 14:12. Mark 16:17. It can only be assessed by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:12. John 1:12. To them that receive him, as many as receive him, to them he gave the rights to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. So by believing in Christ, his work on the cross, we become like the children of God.
And a child will always act and behave and look like his father.
To access into the supernatural, first, before any other condition and other thing, first is by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gives us the power to become the children of God. Power to live extraordinary. Brethren, there should be a difference between we that call ourselves the children of God and people that are not. Some people are at home watching television. Some are playing football. You are here. Are you wasting your time? There must be a difference between you that are here to worship God and people that are far away living their own lives the way they want. If there is no difference, you must reject it. It's time to assess everything that God has in store for you. And that comes by believing in him. Can we go a little bit further? 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So when we give our life to him and we believe him, this is what happened. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. So when we give our life to Christ, the natural life passes away. We move into the supernatural. Listen, you know this bulb has power to give us light. When we awarded a contract for it, it was done. When you give your life to Christ, he gives you the power. This light is useless if you don't switch it on. You can't live the supernatural life if you don't switch it on in your life. It is there in your life. That's why Paul told Timothy, he said, fan to flame the gift of God in you. This light is there. It will give light anytime you switch it on. But if you don't switch it on, nothing you do matters. It will not come on. Likewise, your life and the supernatural. You have access to it. The power to live the supernatural is in you. In fact, he said, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above what you can imagine, according to the power in you. Ephesians 3:20. Can we look at that read quickly? Ephesians 3:20. Can we all read together? Let's go. Now. Hello, are we here in church? If you are here, say amen. Say amen. Let me hear you. Can we read together? Now, I am able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in heaven. The power in heaven. The power in Ibadan. The power upon the seven mountains. When you gave your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit came to live in you. And is the power at work in you. I was watching a television program yesterday. They were singing in it. And my family and I were listening to the song. He said, how can I carry God and be sick? Say, how can I carry God and fail? Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God, is living in you. How can you fail? You are a new creature, no longer natural. When you gave your life to Christ, you were returned back to God's original plan of creating you supernatural. But you need to switch on the switch. You need to put on the switch for you to live the supernatural life. Can we check Philippians 3:20? Philippians 3:20. Philippians 3:20. Can we read together? Let's go. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Where is your citizenship? Where is your citizenship? So you have to act like people from heaven, because that's where your citizenship is. Are we together? Okay, so when we get into this by believing, Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary. We assess it by believing. We believe and switch on the switch. Remember our citizenship is in heaven. We have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
You will live our life in a heavenly manner or not.
1 John 4:17. 1 John 4:17. Can I hear the church say amen? You see that I'm not seeing clearly, but I could see some people sleeping. Can you flip your hand like this? Okay. Lift your hand up. Down. Up. Down. Praise the Lord. Okay. May you not sleep when your destiny is about to change, oh. Let's see this together. Remember, we believe Jesus. He gives us the power to become the children of God. The signs of the supernatural follows us. Isaiah 8:18 says, me and the children the Lord has given, we are for signs and we are for wonders. Remember, our citizenship is where? Is above. Our citizen is of heaven. And now let's see this. Mind blowing. Mind blowing. This scripture changed my mentality forever. I have never recovered from it. And let's go together. Look at this. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Can you pause a little? Please breathe in and breathe out. Can we read the next part? Let's go. Because as he is, so we are in this world. Can you read that again? Because as he is, so we are. Can you say it again? Let me hear you. Because as he is, so we are. Who is Jesus now? How is Jesus now? He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's living in glory. He's living in power. Is there sickness where Jesus is? Hello, can you answer me? Is there sickness where Jesus is? And as he is, so on. And let's look at it again. What is wrong in this second service? Can we read together again? Because as he is, so we are. Say that again. Let me hear you. Personally, say as he is, so I am in this world. Say that again. Let me hear you. Repeat that again. Repeat it again. Let's think about how he is. As he is now, he is all powerful. As he is crowned with glory. As he is, his word come to pass. As he is living in good health. As he is not failing. As he is, so I am in this world. Please, this is the first scripture I want you to memorize this year. And live your life by it. This is the key to the supernatural. When you receive this word and you believe it, then you now live your life audaciously with all boldness. You decree that word with all boldness. You live that word with all boldness because as he is, so I am in this world. As he is, anything happening in the world, he knows about it. As he is, so I am in this world. Anything that must happen to my child for evil, I must know about it before it happens. Because as he is, so I am in this world. Do you understand? As he is now, he will never lose any battle. It does not mean that the devil did not raise battle in heaven, but he did not lose it. In fact, he did not fight the battle. He sent Michael. He went to rest and said, Michael, go and fight it. He never lost a battle. As I am on earth now, as he is, so I am on this earth. It doesn't mean there will not be battles, but he has never lost any battle. I cannot lose the battle. Hello.
If you understand that, lift your two hands up. If you understand, lift your two hands up. Can we just pray that anything that is not found in Christ, anything that is not found in heaven, shall not be found in my family. Shall not be found in my family. Shall not be found in my family. Anything not found in heaven shall not be found in my family. Everything found in heaven that is not existing in my family, let them begin to exist. Let them begin to exist. In the name of, let them begin to exist. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's just take the communion quickly. Two more minutes and we start taking communion. 2 minutes. Please go upstairs. Go upstairs. Thank you. In the Lord's Prayer, you discover that the desire of God is that we should have heavenly experiences on earth. He said, thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We never heard at any time that Jesus was sick and they were carrying him running around. Please help us, oh, help us, oh, help us, oh. Jesus, the Savior of the world, is sick. He modeled a persona, a model, an example for us. For us. A model, an example. Listen to me. The devil will always test this word. You must enforce the word on him. You must enforce the word on him. Can you lift your right hand up and pray? Let's pray together. Say, because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I assess the supernatural. I come by the blood of Jesus and I assess the supernatural. In the name of Jesus, I assess the supernatural. I assess the supernatural. I assess the supernatural. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put down your hand, bow down your head, bow down your head. The only way to assess the supernatural is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him into your life. Anything apart from that is religion, and you will live an ordinary life. The only way, if you have not accepted Jesus and you take the communion, you are taking poison. If you do not believe in his name. Are you here and you want to assess the supernatural? You want to live the God kind of life? You want to give your life to Christ? You are saying today, I believe in Jesus and I want these signs to follow me wherever I go. Wherever you are, can you raise your right hand up? Let's pray with you. I want to live the supernatural life of God. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have. Can you carry the bread in your hands? See, as I take of this bread, I increase in faith. I am bold. I enter the supernatural. The supernatural becomes normal in my life. As I take of this bread, I enter the supernatural kind of life of God. As I take of this bread, I live the supernatural life of God. In the name of Jesus, as I take of this bread, I live the supernatural life of God. In the name of Jesus, as I take of this bread, I receive boldness. I increase in faith. I am empowered. I am increased to live the supernatural life of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can you take up the bread representing the body of Jesus? The Bible says, me and the children you have given me are for signs and wonders. I speak concerning that family. Every struggle, every challenge in that family, by the power of the supernatural, let those challenges be terminated in the name of Jesus. Can you lift your right hand up? Can you speak concerning your family? Speak good things.
Speak good things. Speak good things. Speak good things. You are for signs and wonders. You are supernatural. You are for signs and wonders. You are supernatural. You are for signs and wonders. You are for supernatural. You are for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Let's pray one more prayer before we take the blood. That by taking of the body of the Lord Jesus, Lord, make me extra sensitive to the things of the Spirit. Can we just pray? I receive sensitivity. 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 I receive sensitivity to the things of the Spirit. To the things of the Spirit. I receive sensitivity to the things of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. In the New Testament age which you belong to, God speaks to you. He confirms through his servant. He doesn't speak to you through his servant. He speaks to you directly. The servants confirm it. If you are here living by prophecy and prophets, you are deceiving yourself. The day your prophet travels, you will see. The day your prophet dies, you will see. You know Nigerian Christianity is like pastor holding on to God and everybody holding on to pastor. The day pastor does something and falls from the hand of God, everybody is. And God doesn't want that kind of life. That's why by Jesus, he's introducing all of us to this supernatural. Listen, this year, we'll be praying, but most of the prayer, you'll be praying there for yourself. Are you here? I want you to send a word to your family this season. I say, in this season, this year, nobody will be sick in my family. I assess the supernatural. And from the supernatural, I speak, I speak, I speak from the supernatural. No failure, no sickness, no sickness, no sickness. No sickness, no sickness, no sickness. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we take up a wine representing the body of Jesus? Let's do that quickly. Let's just say a set of prayers. Say, by this blood, I redeem anything stolen from me by the enemy. I redeem every losses. I redeem, I redeem. I redeem, I redeem. Everything I've lost to ignorance, I redeem, I redeem, I redeem. I redeem, I redeem. Anything I've lost by living a natural life, not a supernatural life, I redeem. I redeem, I redeem. I hear God accurately. I see God clearly. I am sensitive to things around me. Nothing can just happen to me from now on. I am not what I used to be. I operate in the supernatural. I live the God kind of life. My family is heaven on earth. My family is heaven on earth. I live the God kind of life. My family is heaven on earth. My home is heaven on earth. I have heaven on earth experiences. From today, I have heaven on earth experiences. From today, I have heaven on earth experiences. Thy kingdom comes, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because as he is, so I am in this world. Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I welcome you to a year and a season of living the supernatural life. God bless you.